you feel riding hands and heels and you know you've gone, gone? How do you feel? How do you feel?
Welcome to Wolf Den's Saturday Session, your inside look at all the critical moments in the den and the great game on a Saturday. Racing is looking for its next superstar, and there is a three-hour window today where contenders for the crown go at it, and me and the lads behind me will be all over it. We kick off with Caulfield Race 5, the Testarossa Stakes. Another wheel is knocking on the door of a big Group 1 victory, which may well be the Toorak on October 12. Today is a long way off Group 1 level, and his task was made a little easier when the second and third favourites were scratched. He goes around today well into the red with a motivated Jamie Carr in the saddle.
Boys, we're back. Another Saturday session. Where would you rather be than in the den on a Saturday afternoon? How are we feeling?
Doing a little bit at the moment. A small loss, but I'm feeling very, very confident. Some big races coming up and some big betting races for me, and I'm pumped.
Love it. Hey, Fizz, how are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. I'm good. There's lots of shorties being rolled so far today, so hoping for the punter's sake that doesn't continue for too much longer.
Sure. We've got the best race callers in the business, Smalley and Junior over there. How are you, boys?
Always good.
Ready to put colour and picture to the races again for us today?
Doing our best.
Excellent. Hey, Kingzone.
Yeah, mate.
Will, in this race, we've got the Testarossa Stakes down at Caulfield, and this is the prototype of the kind of horse that everyone was bemoaning about last week. It's favourite. It was really impressive first up, got a big rating, and it comes out again now, very short price. How's the market assessing it and reacting to it?
Well, it was decimated by scratchings with Here to Shock and Craig coming out of the race.
Mm.
After that, they brought another wheel into about $1.55. Has eased out now to $1.65 and looks like he's found his price at the $1.65. There's been good money for Light Infantryman, been 11 into about $6.50. So it's been a big go, but I think I haven't bet in the race. I think if another wheel gets clear, should sit fourth fence. If gets clear running, will win. Only bad luck beats another wheel, but a little bit too short for me.
Hey, Junior and Smalley, do you guys think another wheel is the real deal?
Well, it's first up win. There's been some good form come out of that race, so that's positive for it. We'll see today, though. We'll see today, definitely.
Mm. Junior?
Yeah, I think it is. Just like very tactically versatile. It's taking a sit, like was last wide on a slow tempo last start and ran the last fastest last 6.84 of the meeting and just has sat outside the lead. Just does it wherever it gets put and looks to get a sucker on here and be hard to beat in the Toorak. Another was going to get every single possible hope.
Yeah.
If it gets out, it is.
Slightly awkward position.
They're one off the fence, so I think it will get out.
So you think there's going to be a...
Jamie might have to push.
Here we go.
Fence?
She's looking there.
Does she go for the fence? I think, yeah, she's gone.
They've left the fence.
All right, here we go.
Be up it.
Ooh.
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 Wow.
It'll win off protest.
See if it picks up here because if it starts, it's a ripper.
It's an off and
gone. He's got completely hammered.
Just way too good for him, Will.
Yep. Shinny could be in a little
proper horse. She went through that gap, didn't she, Jamie?
It wasn't her fault. That horse came on to her.
It's just like a race.
Good effort picking himself back up another wheel and going again.
Very competent win.
It just charges to the line every start. Yeah. Like,
and he'll be dominant Toorak favourite and deserves to be.
Hard to see it getting beat.
Do we think Blake Shin's in a bit of trouble there, or was it he just...
They definitely looked to run there.
Yeah, I don't think I think his horse just ducked in a little bit.
Yeah, but he might get in trouble for allowing the horse to shift in.
Yeah, maybe.
Wouldn't have been intentional, but they still often wrap him for that.
Hey, Rich, I just want to talk to you about the ratings. So another Will's first up run was not his peak rating. His peak rating was actually 3 and 4 starts ago. So he did 95 last start and his peak rating is 98, then 96. And his consistent last 6 runs have been 95 plus. So the horses that I would suggest to look to avoid are the horses that come back and run a really high peak rating first up rather than a horse like another wheel who's very consistent at a high level.
And so three-year-olds, two-year-olds going on a three-year-old often might...
Three-year-olds, yeah. Well, as they're stronger, they can often come back and run a peak. And also his SPs, he's always started odds on basically another wheel as well. The horses that come back at sort of double-figure odds sometimes and run a real high peak ride.
Yeah.
Exactly. And not suited at the distance as well. And their grand final, like Vesistina's grand finals, the Cox Plate as well.
But he's got a bit in hand. He's very progressive. My brother and the team at Ballarat have done a really good job with him. He's settling down with each run. He was really fresh last time. He raced a little bit better today. He's still coming in the coat. Yeah, well, I said to Colin at the start of this prep, I'm just going to put him in the easiest race I can because, last start it started to unravel a bit. He went forward on a hot speed, sort of over-travelled, first up this time. We rode quiet just to teach him. Today he drew a good gate, went forward again. So, you know, Jamie knows him very well, obviously, and he seems to be learning with each start.
Give you a great deal of confidence that regardless of what marble rolls out for a track, he'll be able to handle the circumstances?
Yeah, I think so. Like, he seems to handle dry, wet. You know, he can race forward, back. And you need to be able to when you're raising the bar.
Randwick Race 7, the T-Row Stakes. Autumn Glow's ascent through the three-year-old grades has been steep, and she finds her biggest test today when she takes on a Group 1 winning filly in Manal. She wins this and pulls up well. She will get her chance at her own Group 1 in the Flight Stakes on October 5. Hey, Smalley, this was your Saturday set best bet. Autumn Glow, unusual for you to storm into a short price favourite. Why? What took you about Autumn Glow that made you decide to do that?
I just really liked her run last start. She made ground on a day it was very hard to make ground. And a lot of the other horses in this race have been racing each other. And, I mean, Manal took its turn last start. Amina beat at the start before. A few hard luck stories. In saying that, I'm not sure if the track's suiting the favourites. They're all drawn out wide. They've sort of been coming up the inside there so far today. So, interesting race now.
Yeah, very interesting. Hey, King Zone, you're on the opposite side of the fence. You're with Manal and you've actually backed Manal.
I backed Manal and I backed El Morzillo, one of my favourite horses. But I thought the favourite was vulnerable coming off two runs off very fast early tempos. There's no pace at all in this race. And Autumn Glow has drawn out out off the track in 9. So that's what worries me is the early pace. Autumn Glow possibly getting out of her ground. And I think she's a 1,600-plus metre horse, and I think she's vulnerable today. And if she get beat today, I would definitely not be sacking her at all.
I'm surprised Amina really getting right out of the market, out to about $10 now. Surprising. You know, it went neck and neck with Manal in both the two races before this that Autumn Glow wasn't in. So, yeah, interesting. The market's not keen on it. Fitter, you're keen on Autumn Glow as well, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. I think that I'm hoping that he just goes across from the outside gate with the lack of speed that I saw in the race, hoping he gets into the 1-1 and hoping the horse just shows how much better it is in this lot, hopefully.
All right, boys, an hour and a half of power. Caulfield 789, Randwick 789. Best racing we're going to see. Let's do it. They're about to jump in the T-Rows.
Amina's gone back to last. Bit of work to do from there. Probably with the other two fancies first and second in the run.
Where's El Morzillo? It's back last.
Second last.
Erno's Cube's got their back
and
there.
It's pulling again.
In the middle. No in May. And then more territories.
Erno's Cube's getting the glorious run, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
Two favourites up front have their chance here. So let's see what they've got.
Yes.
Here we go. Autumn Glow looks to be travelling pretty well.
More territory. More territories has something to offer.
Yeah, more territory down the outside.
All right, J-Mac clicks her up. What's she got? Is she way, way better? Let's see.
Or is Manal going to put up a 5?
She's a tough filly, Manal.
Here we
go. Manal's coming. Manal trying to fight back.
She's just too good.
The last bit of her races have been her best.
Kick away now. Yeah, she's a good filly, isn't she? She's really
great. Right.
Yeah.
Bomb-proof.
Yeah. That was
snow in May, massive run. That was 50s into 17s.
Yeah, coming from a Newcastle Class 1 or a benchmark race. So stable flying, the O'Shea stable. So.
Yeah.
But the winner was impressive there.
Yeah, she'll be pretty short in the Flight Stakes now. She'll be into odds on, I'd say.
Looks like the further they go, the more she's going to be suited.
680, the 2.
Yeah, it was just nice. When J-Mac clicked her up, she was clearly better. And you've got to remember, Manal is a good horse. Won the Champagne. No, the Size Produce. In the autumn, one of the better fillies going around in the autumn. So
yeah, but you probably think Manal's hit her mark now. How much better is she going to run? And Autumn Glow's just put her to the sword.
She's very good. She's just so economical in her action. She's got a great constitution, a good strength about her, really good mind. She'll keep improving too.
Great ride. Was that always the plan to bang her outside lead?
Not really. It was Chris, credit to it. He said, you rider, you're on top, you go with her. I've got as much faith in the filly as I do you. So hopefully it's a good combination, and she's classy. She's got all the class in the world, and have a look at her.
What have you seen in this filly at home since her debut, which was not that long ago?
We haven't asked her at home because she's still immature. So she does it on race day. She goes home and she's looked after. So you see just as much as I. We're scared to ask too much at home, and that's the end of her preparation. So we're just taking it quietly. She's improving with each run. being trained that way. We've got one race to go. I don't think we'll go too far beyond that.
Yeah. Caulfield Race 7, the Foundation Cup, and the first of today's two lead-ups to the Caulfield Cup. Kings love this race in the Saturday set, finding Banker's Choice and Immediacy as strong rough chances. The market agreed, and Immediacy has been smashed from $9 into $4.20. Kings Zone, how's it looking now, mate?
Immediacy's into about $3.60 now.
Wow,
so
even more. They've come for it again.
It's been a huge go since Wednesday on Immediacy. I'm on Immediacy, Banker's Choice. This is the race I like the most on the Caulfield card, and I've bet right up this race. So fingers crossed.
Just a quick one, King's Own. You know, Carl Stefanovic, you host the Today Show.
Yeah.
If he said he was going to host one morning and just didn't turn up, what do you think would happen to him from his employers?
I've got no idea. I'm sure he hasn't turned up a few times.
Well, what about Dream Team Taylor? He's supposed to be here. I'm in his chair. He's nowhere to be seen. Is he sweet, that bloke, or
he's
what?
A party boy, that's for sure.
Hey, Fizzo,
yes.
One party boy to another party boy.
Ooh, long
St. George, you were fired up in the Saturday set. You're not getting weak in the knees, are you?
Oh, I'm definitely not shaking
you're not
in my knees.
Big Bad Kings.
I'm ready to go. Big Bad King's the big bully. He's mounting yard bully. He's getting me, but no, I'm still confident in my horse. I think mine will go really well.
All right, it's going to be a great race. Let's go.
Travel was good, St. George. Banker's Choice travels well, but might be a little bit wide. Immediacy trying to edge off, getting a bumping duel with a Banker's
Choice.
I prefer
that horse wasn't going around St. George.
It's gone back further than it would have liked Immediacy.
Yeah, he needs to get going, doesn't he?
Future History travels well outside the lead if it's got anything left. Positivity getting best run of all time as well.
It's going to start $3 on the totes Immediacy.
Wow.
Feeling for Cube, Tim Tester, the Italian. Banker's Choice still travels well. St. George is travelling
really
well.
St. George locked away, but
trying to edge off the fence.
Yeah. Immediacy tracking into it pretty nicely.
Yeah, just trying to get a card into the race off Banker's Choice.
Banker's Choice.
Are you watching the right horse?
I am, mate. Red Cap coming into it. A lot of work, but
St. George is getting out into the open.
Let's go, Jamie. Who's
St. George looks the one, Fizz.
Positivity.
No, shush.
St. George looks the one, Fizz.
Shush.
Positivity trying to edge out, has something to offer. St. George laboring on the outside, trying to. Future History still battling hard. Gear up in the middle. Maybe Positivity.
It was a hard
one. We want Gear Up.
I think Positivity something just edged it out.
Randwick Race 8, the Seven Stakes, and we see the heir to the Wait for Age Crown go around. Fangirl, she should be too good for this lot. Round them up and move on to her next target, which may well be the King Charles on every
stage.
She is vulnerable, though, to the shape and pace of this race, and if she gets too far back, it could become insurmountable. You're not happy, King Zone?
Well, you just put the mocker on her. Anyway, let's move on from that. I think she's a good thing. I'm doing my money. I'm not happy. And this is one of the biggest bets I've had for quite a long time on Fangirl. So I think she'll be too good. I think she'll charge down the center and dominate over the last 200. But she's been a big go too. 205 into about a dollar. They bet better than that earlier in the week, about 230 into 175 now. So she's all one-way traffic for the girl.
Royal Patronage very firm in the market. Maybe the way the track's playing, I think it's going to suit him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Zoo got you out to $5. Royal Patronage into $4.60 now. But, yeah, fingers crossed that James rides her as well as he did on the last on Autumn Glow.
Does have a good hold on the girl, does J-Mac?
He does. And you should get a good card in from Royal Patronage. You should peel out.
Hey, feeling King Zone?
Oh, pretty confident. They got along at a decent clip, so I'm just hoping she lets down like Winx.
Coming to the rise here. Who's going to move first?
Zagotra will be the one to catch, you'd think.
He'll start to slide down.
Yes, and Royal Patronage coming in the race beautifully. It's going to help our girl.
Come on, girl.
Look at J-Mac. Got a lot of rain, doesn't he? Come on. Here we go.
I got to get the leader here.
He's got a bit to do.
The engine's about to kick in. Come on, let's go, J-Mac. Let's go, son.
Come on,
keep quickening.
Coming together.
You drop, girl. Let's go.
Come on, Fangirl.
Let's go.
Come on.
Very good.
Yeah, the girl.
Soft in the end again.
My Oberon, nice sneaky run there.
Yeah.
Held up at a key stage. Still with the line good.
Well, that was a great run by the girl. Back to her best, really.
She didn't blow them away, though, did she?
She blew them away. She blew them away.
She
blew them away. She quick or not, she was
alive. Oberon was a massive run.
Yeah, but she blew them away. J-Mac was easing down.
I don't want to talk about it.
Fair enough.
Do you reckon she blew them away?
I don't think she blew them away. She was soft on the line, but she did get a good run because she got a good tag from Royal Patronage into the...
Like, here, she's just right.
That's pretty soft.
That was her race, though. Like, She's won by what? Half length.
Yeah.
Gotcha's in the race. Gotcha's one of the best mares going around.
I wasn't that Multiple impressed. One, I yeah. think that I thought that was her race and she won, but geez.
Where'd she go next, Rich?
Maybe the
Well, I don't know. I was having a bit of a look earlier. I think probably the worse. King Charles. I don't think there's a whole lot more.
Over a mile again?
Yeah, that's over a mile. Then she'll go down.
She wants any further.
Then there's the Cox Plate the week after. So, I'm not totally sure.
Maybe they'll just give her one more.
He seems to like spacing her runs right out. So
it's just nice to see Deb smile.
She could also go to the Caulfield Stakes, you know, the old Yolumba. Maybe that'll be a next start up 2,000. I don't totally know, but she's well in the market for the King Charles.
Can she win the Cox Plate?
Absolutely. Can she win the Cox Plate? Absolutely. You say no?
She should have nearly won last year.
She should have nearly won last year. How can you possibly say she can't win the Cox Plate?
Detonator Jack's beaten half a length.
Major Beals.
Pretty steady horse. Pretty bunch finish.
Roo Rich said she blew him away.
Hey.
You didn't say no.
So is my Aubrey on a Cox Plate?
She was soft on the line, but to beat them by half a length and a length.
Hey, that's she blew him away.
And look, the second.
Royal Patronage missed the kick.
Stiff. I think she can win the Cox Plate.
Oh, it's great racing.
She didn't quite hit her A game or the way the race was run first up, but she certainly hit it today. She had to give them a good start.
Yeah, what were you thinking there?
I was thinking, thank God, we've got James Port.
So a month now to the King Charles. Will you use a trial or something like that in between?
Yeah, I think today was a month after her first up run, and it seems to suit her. She's not a big, heavy horse, so... Yeah, we'll see what's about and see if we can get it right.
You normally do. Well done.
Thanks. Caulfield Race 8, the Underwood Stakes. Since Pericles demolished the field in the much weaker So You Think Stakes, everyone said his best chance ever to win a Group 1 is this race. There's a bit of doubt now, though, as Plastic Carousel jumped out like a jet early in the week at Mornington. And, of course, there is Faulkner Park, who was the star of the Brisbane winter and starts his Cups campaign today. Kingsland, I can see Sam Friedman in the background on the TV there. We dropped our excellent vlog called Breaking Dawn yesterday. Make sure you go check it out. But you were pretty keen on Plastic Carousel on Saturday set. And when I said that Sam Friedman
was keeping it up to draw. I was keen because you were keen because you get all the mail off the big dogs in town.
That's it.
So I just come to you and get the mail now. But I have had something on off the back of your tip. But look at Pericles getting out to $5 now.
It's turned the market on its head, hasn't it? So a new favourite now, Plastic Carousel.
Good money for the bottom one here, number 13. It's been...
Coco Sun.
Yeah.
Faulkner Park, very solid in the market.
The Birds declaring Faulkner Park in the Caulfield Cup, so...
I'm just not sure it's going to be ready first up, and the way the track's been playing there today, I think Faulkner Park might need this one.
Sure. We know Without a Fight ran a slashing six in this race last year and went on to win the Cup's double. So keep that in mind. Look for those horses who might not win but run slashing Cup's trials.
Big All trouble right. for Place the Carousel
because too many wires in front.
Yeah, she's keeps getting shuffled travel. Back the carousel.
Zara's great at threading the needle though.
Muramasa next to it actually travels all right. Van de Clare's already gone. Anyone
either. Plastic Carousel?
Nah.
No.
It's got her own last.
Yeah.
Wrong mail.
Here we go. Pericles coming into the fight.
Yeah, Pericles.
Place the Carousel finally got a split.
Wrong mail.
There he is.
Muramasa.
Here we go. It's all on.
Muramasa looks the winner down the outside.
Buckaroo coming into it.
Oh, it's Buckaroo, not Muramasa. I've been calling the wrong horse.
Plastic Carousel is going to put in a slashing Cups trial. Faulkner Park, a little disappointing. Buckaroo, the Sydney. Buckaroo,
the magic man.
Wow, look at that. Just went exploded.
I didn't see that happen. Poor mate. That was a good one.
Winter finishes it off.
Super disappointing Plastic Carousel.
Yeah, Faulkner Park, not a great run either.
I think they just went slow again, really.
But Buckaroo, wow, was that impressive?
$5.50 to $9. Bookies get the lot again. Makes me sick.
You can go anywhere now with Buckaroo. So many options.
Yeah, I just can't believe how slow they go in these like Group 1 races. Like, you just
drop them.
They didn't go that slow, did they?
Yeah, well, they were under in every sectional.
Really?
Yeah, it looked like it on the TV.
Duke the Fest is round fourth, and it's just like, it's just a really average. Wetter's run second, anyway. Yeah. Good win from Buckaroo, though. He was back in the field.
It feels amazing, you know. That's what horse racing is about. When you get one up, the feeling doesn't get any better.
Yeah, well, we love seeing you ride here. You're incredible to watch. Now, you got a good association with Chris Waller, and this horse was just primed to perfection for today.
Impressive the way how he won, isn't it? Yeah. He has a tricky manner in the gate. He wasn't really kind for me in there. Began a little bit worse than what we were hoping. Found itself a little bit too far back, but as the race disenrolled itself, it kind of got him into the race when I turned for home on the outside. With him with a great momentum, I was always confident he was going to get up. Nice horse makes jockey's life so much easier, isn't it?
Yeah, but it does depend on who's on them as well to get them into that position. But obviously very strong through the line. Fitness there, going up in distance now?
Well, he's begging for more ground, and I wouldn't be surprised if he wins another one.
Let's hope you're aboard. Are we going to see much more of you over spring?
I think so.
Good.
Randwick Race 9, the shorts, and a key lead up to the Everest. Last year, six horses who lined up in this race went on to the Everest. I Am Me, who was the run of the day when winning the Concord 2 weeks ago, has been an old-fashioned plonk. They put up as much as 460 on Wednesday, and that's been smashed into about 240. She herself is not a Group 1 winner. To win today, she needs to beat the four Group 1 winners in the field, including slipper winner Lady of Camelot and Kingzone. I just want to talk to you before I get a market wrap from the fizzer.
Yeah, mate.
Dano's had a long, illustrious career, but would you say this is the biggest race of his career? It's all on the line for him. The haters on YouTube want his head. They say he can't tip a winner, but he's come in at I Am Me here. Tipped at about 350 on the Saturday set. There is no greater help you can give a horse than call out a tipster and tell them that they're no good at it.
No, that's
they
right.
They always win next start, and this I Am Me is that perfect profile, and I will be cheering loud and hard for the great Dano.
Well, one thing I do know is it mightn't be this bet, but he will come good. If you keep taking 360 about things that start 250, you will end up in front. Maybe not for a month or 2 months, but you will end up in front. So
he's coming good on this one. I'm very confident.
Stick with him. I've had something on Marzu who'll go forward. I think will be suited. I'm on I Am Me, and I'm on Marzu as well.
Hey, bit of a market wrap from the Fizz, please. You're all over it.
No worries. Number one, Private Eye, a little bit easy in the market. Late on, and Ladbrokes pushing it out to 550 again. Af Cabin looks a little bit unfancied. You're looking at Steffi Magnetica has been $12 to $9, quite firm with Ladbrokes.
Private Eye's had a torrid run. IME's travelling, isn't it?
Mumbai Muse has its back and Steffi Magnetica.
All right, here we go. Sets up beautifully. IME, it's got to slide off heels and go bang. Can it do it?
Here we go.
Zach Lloyd might blow the whistle.
Here we go. Come on, Dano.
He's got to reel in the leader here.
I tell you what, Steffi Magnetica.
Yeah. Come on, J-Mac. Punch, J-Mac.
Come on, Dano.
Steffi Magnetica.
Steffi, up the
big
fence.
Big trouble, Dano.
Push, J-Mac.
Push.
There he is.
Just. Well done, Dano. You are back, son. Keep it up, haters. There's nothing better than you can do to help up profitability than that. Caulfield Race 9, the Caulfield Guineas Prelude, and an interesting race as none of the runners here are in the top four of the actual Caulfield Guineas market. In Kingzone, Private Life has been really well supported. And we saw Lilac win Caulfield Race 4, which franked the form of Private Life's win at a midweek at Warwick Farm. Very solid in the market and is the favourite now.
Yeah, Angel Capital getting out of the market to around that $5.50 mark. There's been also good money for the bottom one, which we identified in the Saturday set, Sergeant Major, which flashed home over the shorter distance last time, has been about $10 into $6.50. I've had something on a longer price horse, Public Attention. I took $19 into $16 now. So I thought it was one of those races, anything goes sort of thing. So I've just gone with a roughie.
Hey, Junior, you're keen on Public Attention as well, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm on Public Attention and Wanneroo. I just think Public Attention, not as King said on the Saturday, not suited last start, 1,200 around the valley. Today, bigger track. They seem to be getting off the fence. Should be running line midfield and charging late. The big grey.
Wanneroo with a big drift in the race, isn't it? Out from about $3.60 all the way out to a dollar out, or about $4.60.
Yeah, the fence doesn't look like the place to be today.
Righto.
Yeah.
Righto.
Public Attention managed to get caught 3-1.
Yeah, Angel Capital sat closer than I thought.
Yeah, and got straight off the fence. It's a great ride on Angel Capital.
To be fair, travelling all right too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Feeling for Private Life.
Going to keep him in the pocket, though.
Feeling for it. It looks like it's not travelling that great.
Private Life ready to go. Public Attention there.
Yeah, Public.
It's all on.
Angel Capital needs a run.
The one.
Yeah, Wanneroo is battling.
Through. It's squeezed.
Wanneroo's got a stitch.
Public Attention's been 3-1 the trip. It'd be tough.
Private Life coming on. Public Attention for the boys. Come on, the Attention. Put that nose out.
Oh, Private Life's going to fall
Angel
in.
Angel Capital.
Wow.
So much for the fence.
That 3-1 the trip, Public Attention. That's just sick.
Great Guineas trials, the first three over the line, though. Big Maybe. Win Angel Capital. Clint McDonald loves it.
Private Life had the best run ever. I probably want to see a bit more if you want to do a Caulfield Guineas.
Oh, come on, mate. It won at a Metro on a Wednesday and it's come out and done that on a Saturday in the Caulfield Guineas Prelude.
It sat on the back of Public Attention. Come on, it was that was three a mass, wide,
for,
no cover.
For a horse that it's gone up from a Wednesday at Warwick Farm. That was a massive run.
Well, I knew I had plenty of horse under me, but I had the better chances to my outside in the better ground, so it just adds more merit to his win, I think. Yeah, he was strong through the line there, so he'd probably head to the mile at this stage, and if he gets things right, he's he'd be one of the leading chances for sure.
Outstanding ride by B. Mellon to start with, just a terrific ride, and I thought it was shown us everything that we thought of the horse. He had to change direction, stop momentum, pick up again and find the line with the horses down the outside with momentum. So great effort by the horse, great effort by my staff, and especially Tani, who just lives and breathes this horse. So rap for her and rap for my owners in Hong Kong, Gregory Ho and Upper Bloodstock, Ross and Andy. They purchased this horse, they've got a great eye, and I just can't thank them enough.
How'd he come on for you since the Mackenzie?
Enormous. So we worked on Tuesday and I was up and about and, he's a proper colt. Like, he does things that the only really good ones do.
Where next?
He'll go straight to the Guineas now and let's hope we can tick that one off.
That wraps another Saturday session, and over the next 48 hours I will collate all the news and takeaways from today's racing and deliver it to you in our Monday vodcast with racing.com. It is must watch on a Monday, Arvo, and I will see you there. Up the den.
Chances are you're about to lose. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.